Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. We are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Walkman, hence we're playing all the old school songs that you would have probably listened to on your own Walkman. Before we get into most songs, let's move on to our third story, and then we will get back to your request. We're asking you on at BFM Radio on Twitter, at BFM Radio on Instagram, and also get in touch with us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Now, our next story, 9 phrases you'll hear effective leaders say to inspire and motivate their employees. Now, this is a story from Inc.com, and I thought this is like quite cool because it'll be sort of like a you'll be able to reflect on if you're a leader, do you actually use these words? And if you haven't, then maybe it's a good time because it's still people are kind of getting back to their 2019 grooves, and you're probably talking about goals and moving forwards, especially when they're all coming back from the Chinese New Holidays. And or if you're an employee, like, you know, do you see your boss actually, or your leaders actually using these phrases? And I thought this spoke really well, because here are the 9 examples. We may not go through all 9 because we will probably give you the link on the podcast page. Mm-hmm. So the first one here is, I have good news and bad news. Hmm. Why would this motivate you, you may ask? Well, ever worked for a leadership team that kept things behind closed doors, and leaders who have swept things under the rug? Well, effective leaders do the opposite. They are truth tellers and explain the context of who, what, where, and when, and also why in their decision making. The fact that a leader can honestly and openly communicate both the good and the bad news goes a long way towards motivating people and winning their trust. The second phrase is, here's what's really going on and what this means for you. Now, people want to know where they stand, so they want to feel safe and know that people, their leaders have their best interests in mind. So when something happens that disrupts things, effective leaders keep motivation high by painting a positive and a realistic picture of business life to keep people steady and during the uncertain times as well. So they communicate what's really going on and also how to reset the expectations to keep people focused, which I thought was really good, because not many people will actually tell you, like any leader will come up to you and say, like, you know, here's what's really going on and what this actually means for you. It feels a more personal kind of message that's getting across. Finally, before, you know, we're not going to go through all 9. So the third one I'll pick out here is, ask me anything. Mm-hmm. You know, HubSpot, the global digital marketing automation company, redefined what it means to be transparent in business. So the HubSpot co-founder and the chief technology officer once published an article on his wiki page. It's called Ask Dharmesh Anything. Dharmesh Shah is his name. And that's exactly what the HubSpotters did, engaging in a slew of discussions directly to their CEO. Even despite criticism, transparency has actually paid off as a business value. And HubSpot have received multiple awards for its company culture. AMA, do an AMA. Ask me anything. Yep, yep. I think that's fantastic. Like, how many of you in your organizations, if you're a leader, have you done an Ask Me Anything session, an AMA session? You don't have to do it online. You can just do it internally in your town halls and stuff, right?
Face-to-face.
AMA, face-to-face. You can ask anything and I will give you an answer. Mm-hmm. Or if you're in the company, maybe it's time to like go up and suggest, like, you know, hey, maybe we should do an AMA just for employees and just sort of like figure out, like, where are we going? What's the company's direction? To your bosses as well, right?
Yeah.
Who decide where the company is going to go in the future and what they plan to do.
I think that's my favorite one, the Ask Me Anything, because coming from, I was in a corporate for some time, I can tell you that this thing doesn't exist. There's no Ask Me Anything. There's stuff like, you know, don't ask me anything.
Yeah.
I will just tell you what to ask
tell
me.
Tell you what to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So this is my favorite one. Ask Me Anything is a good sentiment to have.
Yeah.
Christine, you love Ask Me Anything as well?
Yeah, I love... basically, I like that a lot of these are about basically just being open and transparent with your employees and just being able to give them the opportunity to communicate with you, right? I think that's really what that boils down to. So, you know, if you guys want to have more of those tips, you can check out the article online.
Yeah, so it will be posted on our podcast page. The article will be there. There are some really good quotes in there that you could probably use. Even if you're not a leader, I think it's just good as a team worker. If you're a team player, you've got a group of members in your team, you don't have to be a leader, but you could even say things like, there's one that says, I couldn't have done this without you. Or I couldn't have done it without you. And I think that's, you know, a good recognition, as in, like, you know what? Thanks, buddy. Like, you know, that's really good. There's one that says, I trust you. And you can read up all about it in the link that we will post on the podcast page. But for now, though, we are asking you your favorite songs during your Walkman days. Arvin, what do we have on WhatsApp?
Yeah, so we have one from Lee Yun Kiat, who says, we did recharge our batteries. It was the rechargeable batteries.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Otherwise, rich. We students then could no way afford those ordinary batteries. Our school bag were full of rechargeable batteries and, of course, a charger. Smart. We also have one from, I'm going to pick this really nice one from Tenny. Tenny says that his favorite is, where is the message? Yeah, his favorite is Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, runs very deep for a very, very long time. We have one from Calvin, who says, whoever opened up their Walkmans and play and press play without the cassette just to play with the two spinning pins.
Yes!
We have one from Matthew. Matthew says, Always by Bon Jovi or Patience by Guns N' Roses.
Wow, Patience.
Yeah. We have one from Life, who says, Rick Astley's masterpiece, Never Gonna Give You Up. Do it and Rickroll the whole Klang Valley, please. I'll pick another one. We have one from Sue. Sue says, I'm 63 years old and I'm enjoying this session. Keep it up, guys and girl. I come from the radio generation. I still enjoy my radio in the car and at home. Thank you, BFM.
Wow. Aww. Thank you for listening to us and enjoying the songs. What do we have on Twitter, Christine?
On Twitter, we've got a syringe, I believe, who says, I persuaded my parents to get me a Walkman. Iowa brand, though, well, since one wasn't earning then. Still, it was good. Felt good to hear the songs kind of in your own little world. My first tape was U2, The Joshua Tree. Wow.
Yeah, we did play the U2 song, Mysterious Ways, earlier on.
We did. Mm-hmm. And then we have at General Hummer, who says they listen to heavy metal songs like Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Metallica, and many more.
Well, I tell you what, we have Metallica. The Memory Remains. So get in touch with us. We have one more talk set before we play one more. We'll pick one more song after this. Mm. So this is for you. General Hummer, at General Hummer, this is for you. The Memory Remains. Metallica, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.